Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy with you, 560 WQAM, as we take you guys up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the channel there. You guys can get us on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Subscribe there today. Follow Tobin and Leroy. You can pause, rewind, listen to us segment by segment. It is quite convenient. Quite convenient. So check that on out and enjoy all of that. We also have the podcast, which you can consume. They only make Marcos put up 900 episodes a day.
I'll tell you what, my brain hurts when I leave here. And my fingers, too, from all the typing. But check them out, baby.
My fingers hurt.
Is it because they're webbed?
Well, right. I deserve that. That's fair.
The headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Miami Heat, they fell to the Lakers last night. Tyler Hero, 34 points. Three straight games with 30 points or more for Tyler Hero. He's good. They did. The one thing we haven't mentioned about that game, though, dude, the Heat turned the ball over like crazy in that game. If they would have had five less turnovers, they probably win that game. They could not take care of the basketball to save their life, and it set the Lakers up sitting pretty in that game yesterday, Leroy.
That's the last thing you want, is a turnover and those mooses running down the court.
Yep. We also had intangibles on intangibles crime. Duncan Robinson, a chase down block on Austin Reeves.
Oh, yeah. That's got to feel good.
Like Duncan Robinson and Austin Reeves. Mm-hmm. That sounds like Indiana State versus Indiana.
It reminds me of when we guessed the when you guys guessed the top four of the hockey. Definitely two of the most intangible names. Duncan and Austin going at it.
Duncan and Austin sounds like they have a beef at the country club. We're going to settle this over pickleball.
You team Duncan or you team Austin?
Isn't one? Well, I'm trying to think. Who's the you ever see any of the Mission Impossible movies?
The original?
Oh, I'm talking about the ones with Tom Cruise. You ever seen any of them?
Yeah, I've seen the original. I've never seen any of the new ones.
The black dude with him. I think Austin? His name is Duncan.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Leroy, your ability to remember certain characters or commercials is truly, truly remarkable.
It's remarkable.
It really is. Seriously? But you can't remember to unmute your tab, which is just like, I don't understand.
Can't remember to unmute his tab, doesn't realize that a Udonis Haslem Jimmy Butler fight is 4 years old, but man, he can remember a movie.
Wait, let's not forget Password.
And the soundtrack, too.
Oh, yeah.
No, what soundtrack? No.
You know soundtracks.
You think Dalton Connect?
You know what? Jennifer, that's how I get into artists. Like the Cadillac commercial got me into that artist. Like I'm like, yeah. You'll send me a video. You send me that video of Dua Lipa. I had heard of her, but then I saw that video, like, I'm in.
I think Tyler and Dalton Connect are sitting on the side. They'd be like, oh, look, we have a battle between Austin and Duncan.
Like, I'm still trying to figure out, like, the Cadillac commercial was Labyrinth, right? I'm still trying to figure out what kind of music he does. That's the name. That's
Labyrinth. Yeah, I remember saying, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but
so I learned from him with that show on Max.
Right.
What's that called?
I can't think of it.
No, you guys are good at this.
Euphoria. There you go.
Yeah. So like, that's how I like music. I associate music with shows or different moments in my life. So, like, yeah, that's why I always remember music. Now, I may not remember the name of the song, or I may not remember, you know, words, because I remember we were at a party one time and the music started and I was singing Jamponi and after like three verses somebody looked at me and did a Marcos. That's not, and then they like basically stopped and go, what are you singing? So like, yeah. So yeah, like it happens. Like you will hear a song somewhere and you associate that music with, you know, that show that you watch or whatever, and it kind of gets you into either that doesn't remember the party but remembers what he ate at. I do that too. It's the thing. Man, I say, Mel, what was that party where we had those, you know, those Swedish meatballs? They were really good. Like, she goes, when? I'm like, a couple of years ago. I remember them. And let me think. You know, she's like, get away from me.
That is what we call selective memory, my friend.
No, yep. Listen, I'm old. You remember what you remember, buddy. I'm like, I ain't asking to remember nothing.
Al Mago says this segment is brought to you by Leroy's Nostalgia.
Hey, y'all don't, like, you don't associate stuff with that? Like, with
I do at times, just not.
Yeah, but sometimes you're off a little bit too. Like you did this with the MIA song the other day.
Oh, no, right? That's right.
That's the movie I associate with that song.
But you, wrong, not other people. Yeah, but
you called us idiots.
Kind of wrong, yeah, though.
Because I don't. Well, let me see. To be fair, I'm going to pull a J Fig here. I've only seen parts of Pineapple Express, so I can't say whether
it's fair enough.
You watch Pineapple Express, Marcos, you watch Major League.
Got it.
Have you seen Major League, Jennifer?
No way.
I don't think so. Actually, you know what? Maybe, because I like sitting with my dad a lot to watch TV, so possibly.
Oh, yeah. It's that's a TBS special, especially during a rain delay.
Oh, yeah.
Especially during a Braves rain delay. Possibly.
But you know, while you guys watch those movies, I'll be watching Pulp Fiction, because I saw
That's right.
Now, I will say this. It's Martin Scorsese, right?
Yeah. Or is that
who?
Quentin Tarantino.
No,
it's Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino. I always get mixed up. But here's the deal. Here's all you need to know about a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah.
None of them are less than 3 hours.
Perfect.
From Dusk Till Dawn? I saw that way too early. I was way too young to watch that movie.
Who was it? Again, I get these two mixed up. Who did Django?
Also
Tarantino. That was Tarantino.
Okay, yeah.
That was Tarantino.
That movie. Woo!
Woo!
Take a break. Back after this.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to a little 15 minutes of heat here for you, brought to you by Hollywood Kia. The big game is here. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event at Hollywood Kia. Get $1,000 lease bonus cash towards your new Kia. Plus, we'll double your down payment up to $3,000. Visit them online, hollywoodkia.com, or call them up, 832-930-6181. As the Miami Heat will be back in action tomorrow against the Denver Nuggets. They revealed today they're wearing their Vice uniforms. They have brought back original Vice. And so far, Jimmy Butler is in all the marketing for it.
Oh, they can...
You think they got a
Jennifer? They could crop his ass out.
When do you think this meeting is? Like, when you come off a when does one have a powwow? Is this like a lunch date? Do you think this is a dinner thing?
Ain't nobody buying nobody food at this meeting. This ain't
dude. But if it already happened,
yeah, it could have. It could have. How about this?
I think the earlier the better.
Menu 631. I picture Leroy trying food at a party, then saying, I can make this better at home.
100%.
No yeah. way. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would no say way. It to one of us.
I feel like you have done that.
No, I haven't.
Didn't you want to? Yeah, I think you did. I feel like you've gone to parties and you're like, mm-mm. And then you like get to the playbook and then you're like, see, I did it better. I feel like you've done that move.
No.
You sure?
I've done that
with. Well, he's done that with the McRib.
But that's not eating at somebody's house.
I know.
But no, I haven't gone over. No, when I go over people's house, that's why I call it party Russian roulette. You don't know what you're going to get. You haven't had the food. You go and enjoy it, right? Like, yeah, I almost ate at J-Fix house. I almost ate that whole pot of them little meatballs.
Oh, I didn't even remember I had meatballs.
Right, see that? Oh, no. Let me tell you. This is what I do. I go, you know, at the end of the table, they have the plate and the fork and whatever you're going to need. First of all, I look, see fork, knife, spoon. I see what kind of party we having just based on the utensils available to eat, right? Then I do once over. I have my plate, nothing on it. I go through. Okay. I go get back in line, and then I have at it. Nah, I don't complain about... I go with the things that I know, right? I'm not like intangibles. Ooh, this looks interesting. Throw it on the plate. No, that ain't.
Do you think there's do you think at this this meeting, is there a food that is good for grudges?
Yeah, nuts and water. You want some water? Like, there's not, no,
Take some on the, like, do you think Mickey, you're coming to Mickey, right? For this meeting, like, it's on the boat.
No. Listen.
Maybe a Snickers bar.
Here's the deal.
No.
Between Pat, between Jimmy, Spo, whoever. When Mickey says, we having a meeting, you having a meeting. I know it's Pat's court and everything, but when Mickey says it's time to have a meeting, you're having a meeting. Now, every time it's gotten to that point, there's been no more basketball by said individual who meets with Mickey.
That's the last time I remember. It was right. The last time I remember a Mickey meeting was a D Wade, and that was it. So,
but I'll say this, if they did that to D Wade, and you see how much they love D Wade, They ain't gonna never give in to Jimmy.
Well, the thing that's weird here is like the D Wade meeting happened in July in the summer. The next day they had the meeting. The next day, I think he was on Kelly Ripa and said that he was a Chicago Bull. And this one's in season. Like there's, you know, they've had the Dion Waiters thing. They had the Hassan thing, you know, the Hassan.
But nobody cared. See, the thing is about Dion and about Hassan, like whatever. Nobody like that ain't this.
Right. It's not this.
Wade and Jimmy Butler. So the fact that you have a disgruntled guy who was a role guy anyway, like that, nobody cares about that. This is different in that this is a guy who you expect to lead your team and bring them to prominence. It hasn't happened recently. And so the bargaining chip that he may have going into this meeting is gone, right? Especially when, like, I can throw one thing at Jimmy, right? All the things I can throw at Pat about how he had, I can throw one major thing at Jimmy, right? No matter how disgruntled the player has ever been here, nobody's ever gone onto the court and not played, right? And made it difficult for everybody else.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, is the best course of action, like, really, like, okay, hey, I'm going to play hard again, and then he doesn't play up to whatever level you expect that to be.
But they can tell if he's playing hard.
Sure, but, like, we're all going to be now, like, let's just say he came back. We're all going to be dissecting everything with a microscope. Like, there's going to be Jimmy Cam all over the place of what he does. And then, like, what is the level where they try and suspend him again if it's not up to snuff? Like, I how many times can you go back to that well?
Right. Well, the other problem, I was listening to something on Twitter, and it said there's a different classification of suspension that they could give him.
No, what they did is I think they were considering – I saw Ira report this a couple days ago. Is like they gave him conduct detrimental, which is a certain level, and they were considering, I think it's like services not rendered, which is right. I guess refusal, you know? Which is basically double the game fine money, right, that they put out there. So I don't know. I guess that's been kicked around. I don't know if they ended up doing that, but you know, certainly, you know, Jimmy doesn't want to lose that on any more money. But do the Heat really want to have that distraction? Like, you really want Jimmy Butler sitting on the bench, fans pissed off, somebody does something that is out of line, somebody who does something that a little bit too much, you know? And then
the whole situation is screwed up, and I don't know if Jimmy or the Heat could ever do anything to repair it, because we're making a terrible assumption. Say if they go in that meeting and say, okay, you're gonna go play now, and we'll give you an extension. It ain't going to happen, but I'm just saying, say if that happens.
Yep.
And they succumb, and because there's no way out of it. So they decide to do it, right? And their whole thoughts said, we'll get him, trade him next year, right?
Right.
But they do it.
Or like worst comes to worst, we could trade him to Phoenix.
Right. Is the situation going to be any better? Meaning that, is he going to play more games? Is he going to play harder? That's still a question that I have. Is that how, with the way they've played the last seven games, how is that going to change? And is Jimmy going to be able to be Jimmy? Because you said before, like, he got banged up. And I think that scared him more than anything, and say, I better get my money now.
I definitely think that's the number one caveat in all this.
Which
isn't right. Like,
it's okay to do it about the money. And D Wade said that too. It's okay to play for the money, but you got to play.
Yep. I agree. We'll see if any news comes out of this before either the end of the show or at any point today. You know, we'll get the reaction to it. But we'll take a break, wrap things up on the other side. Back after this. Welcome back. Whoa. You all right, dude? No, we all saw that. I'm not. I just want you to know.
You
like, you're not gonna just play that off. Like, we didn't just see you almost get, you know, shoestring tackled.
I stepped on the cord.
Dave South put it on Twitter already.
from the director who brought you Leroy versus Headphones comes the sequel, Leroy versus Headphone Cord.
That really hurt. I don't know.
Just now, or when you got smacked in the face with a headphone?
Smacked in the face with, or I headbutted the mic.
Yep.
I've had very great moments on this show for sure.
It's a battle. It's always a battle. People think that this isn't a grind. That's not the Leroy Horde. He has almost more injuries in the trenches as he does in the radio studio,
or just in radio in general.
Yep.
We get the pull hammy.
Hey, Frog Boy, do you have this nude Canes defensive coordinator?
Yeah, I do. What about him? What do you want to hear?
He had his intro press conference this week. Great beard on him. You know, football. You know, he just looks Corey Heatherman, the new Canes DC from Minnesota, and he had his intro press conference, and he talked about they're going to be aggressive. No, I like that. It's football.
Yeah, you know, we're going to be aggressive. You know, we want to be an attacking style defense. We're going to be very multiple. And, you know, everywhere I've been, it's, you know, kind of go evaluate who's in the room, you know, who can we attract to where we are, and then, you know, figure out how to plug it in from there. And, you know, I think there's a lot of really good athletes. I think there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of speed on the defensive side of the football. And I think, you know, I'm excited about, you know, trying to figure out exactly where everyone goes and where everyone will work. But, you know, we're going to be an attacking aggressive style defense. And, you know, we're going to try to dictate the tempo.
Oh, I love when tempo is dictated.
Okay.
Here's the deal. That all sounds great.
Yeah.
The last defensive coordinator wanted that too, and they couldn't do it.
No, I never heard Guidry say that.
Nah, I don't think not with that. You know, Guidry. You know, I don't think had it with that tone. You know.
I'm just telling you this.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody comes in with an idea of what they want to do. Okay. And then you get in front of the players and you realize this guy can't do this. This guy can't do that. I got to tweak this. I got to do that. And then you end up with a defense sometimes that you don't want, but is necessary to try to succeed.
Glad you said that, which is why the Heatherman, he said, they're not going to be a complex defense.
I think we want to play fast. We're not going to be very complex. You know, I think let the guys go out and play football. I think, you know, when I watch the film and I kind of see who's on the roster and the guys that are available to us, you know, I think that's something we can do. And I think, you know, whatever logo it is or whatever opponent it is, it doesn't matter, you know, what game it is, where it is in the season. I want to make sure our guys can just play fast. And as long as we can do that and we communicate and we play together, you know, if we play with each other, I think we'll have great opportunity to play any team in the country.
Wow.
Again, you guys forget when Guidry came in.
No, I don't forget, dude. I remember. I remember saying to myself, I'm like, I don't know about this Guidry. You know? I remember saying that distinctly. And this guy, Corey Heatherman, he's just got a different.
Excited. You got all excited about the damn strength and conditioning coach. Stop it.
Oh, with his mustache? Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you be?
Our conditioning and strength has been great.
Again, I'm not saying it will or won't work. What I'm saying is a lot of coaches come into a situation with an idea of what they want to be, and the players kind of dictate that more than the coach. So,
but you also said defenses are stupid, and he's going to be not complex.
Yeah, but that doesn't stop the players.
Hmm.
Right? If you can't read the difference between play action and a run, right? and you bite on the play action all the time, and you get caught in that middle of the field all the time because your linebacker keeps biting on the play action, there's no defense in the world that can defend that, that a coach can put you in. There, at some level, the player's got to play. So I'm not saying that was the situation, but I will say this. What Guidry wanted to do and what he was able to do for whatever reason may have been two different things.
Here's the thing, though. You know, sometimes you need that sideline presence. You know, like I could just tell when the Dolphins hired Anthony Weaver this year, I was just like, we're in good hands. I saw one preseason game of his sideline presence, and I just knew. And with Guidry, I was always just like, would like this guy to like change my oil, but I don't know how much I would trust him to run my defense. You know what I mean?
That's not what you were saying when he
came. I think that's what I said. I'm pretty sure that's what I said.
No, it wasn't.
I think it was. And we got, you know, with Heatherman here, you know, we're going to stick together like birds of a Heatherman.
Let me stick together.
Don't let that slip. Don't let that slip.
Quickly.
You heard what he said.
We'll pause.
Minus one.
Why? All right.
Pause.
So the dog is back here chewing.
You understand, because like the mascot is an ibis. That's a bird.
Give me that.
Yeah. You know? Controls the weather.
We're gonna talk about those.
What does it control the weather, but reads the weather?
Here. Again, I'm going to keep saying this. You are limited by what your players are able to do. I don't care how good of a coach you
are. That's okay, though, but that's okay. Because you want to know why? Because he explained exactly what he's looking for in a player.
What does that have to do with the players?
He knows what he wants. Here he was.
That doesn't. Defensive scheme doesn't make your players better.
And we're going to talk about swarming. You know, the three things I talked to them yesterday about, I want you guys to love football. Like when you walk in the building, I want you to be excited to be here. You know, I want it to be the, you know, I can't wait to get to the football building. I can't wait to, you know, lift, run, eat, whatever it is, practice, watch film. I want them to enjoy being here. And then when we play, I want to be the most physical team. You know, we want to strike first. We want to strain all the way through. We want to, you know, finish, you know, on the ball carrier, on the ball in the air. But we want to be a physical football team. And then we want to play fast. We want to swarm. And I don't want it to be a thing where we're constantly thinking or we're, you know, there's a lot going on. We just want to line up, you know, understand what your job is, know my alignment, know my job, you know, make sure my eyes are in the right spot, and then go play fast. And that's the biggest thing we want to get across. And I told the guys yesterday, I was like, listen, there's going to be mistakes. There's going to be times we're wrong. I don't care in spring football. I don't, like, go do it, but be 100 miles an hour because now you'll learn from it. And now that won't happen in the fall. You know, as we get through spring football into fall camp, you know, by the end of fall camp, we'll get that out. We'll get that behind us. So now you just have confidence. You have trust in the defense. You have trust in your teammates around you. And you just have a belief that we're going to go out and get a stop every single time. And, you know, I think that's been kind of how we've done it in this system in the past. And I think the guys just believe in one another. They play fast. They trust it. And, you know, there'll be mistakes. There'll be things that are wrong. But if we play fast and we play physical, I think that erases a lot of mistakes.
Man, I'm in.
In. Dude. You are a sucker.
Fast.
Dude.
I'm not here. Physical. I'm not saying
swarm
that it is or isn't.
Gridiron.
But what I am saying is that all coaches have a game plan of what they want the defense to look like. And then you're introduced to the players. And I would say that it wasn't the defense that was in the wrong position. It was the players.
Here's the thing, though.
There is
he no. just said he's going to use spring football to get all the mistakes out of the way.
Oh, the last coach to do that?
I don't think he thought that. You know, maybe he was too much of a perfectionist and he ran too tight a ship in spring. Spring is where you make your mistakes. Everybody knows that. That's why they call it spring break.
Dude, you can have the greatest coach in the world. If your players are not any good, it doesn't matter.
You would agree, though.
I wouldn't agree with nothing. But let me explain something to you. The way players were out of position and they gave up big plays on that defense had nothing to do with the defense that was being called. It had to do more with the players. So I don't care what anybody tells me, okay? It's the players more than it is the coach.
Well, I'm with you, dude.
He has an attitude that he wants.
Yeah.
He has how they want to do it. But Swarm. Again, making mistakes. And I'm more than sure that Guidry yelled onto the field, "We've been covering this all year. And you still went the wrong way."
But he's going to take those cookie drives and turn them from chocolate chunks to chocolate chips. Just little mistakes every now and then.
Okay.
You know, every now and then.
You know what a little mistake is? Hmm? A safety stepping up and then somebody running a post route over top of it.
Swarm.
That's what a little mistake is.
Baker? Dude? He's got this.
Okay. Dude, you are.
Swarm. Right. Fast.
All right.
They call him the B-man.
I thought they called him the weatherman.
Tending to his hive.
Oh. I'm not rage quitting because I can't expect.
Yeah, I just.
I can't expect Tobin to not be Tobin, even though, right, we had defensive end covering. Right. You know why they did that? You know why they had defensive ends covering the rim? So hopefully if they drop six guys in the secondary, somebody would cover somebody. You could put whatever twist you want on it. If the players don't get better, the coach don't matter. So I'm going to ask you, you're telling me with those guys giving up an average of 30 plus points a game.
Mm-hmm.
With them not covering anybody. With them not tackling. Right? That we just going to change the face of the coach and all that's going to get better?
Yeah, dude.
No.
Dude, we're going to turn from.
No. Okay. No.
All right. Doubt at your own peril, the Heather man.
Okay. Okay. I don't want to be the Debbie Downer that says I told you so. Okay. But at some point, it's the players. Stop making it about the damn coach.
I understand, but also you're being a little bit of a dismisser.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Because if you put the same defensive players on the field and change the coach, I believe you're still going to get the same results. If a guy can't cover, it don't matter who the coach is. He still ain't going to be able to cover.
Did you not hear the thing, though, about the swarm?
I don't care.
They're going to love football.
Physical. Yeah.
Okay.
Swarm.
You know what? Who's the cornerback from Ohio State that played for seven different teams? And at the end of each stint, they all said the same thing. Dude can't cover.
Eli Apple
still falling for the double move. I could hit him with the double move on in the Pop-Tart aisle. Whoop! And let me get them cinnamons. I'm out.
But he's not a swarmer.
That's right.
I would rather a defense be a swarmer. You know why? Because they fall for all the trickery.
He just said they're going to strike first.
Strike. Okay. That sounds great. That's what I want to hear. With the same guys. If the guys are the same,
they're not going to be the same, though. Why do you keep saying that? They're going to go into the portal. They're going to get guys, and they're going to be Heatherman. All right.
Ooh, they're going to earn that letterman.
They're not Guidry guys. They're going to be Heathermen.
Oh,
that's what they're going to be.
Oh,
and we're going to swarm.
Yeah.
Okay. Cobra Canes, strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We gotta go.
Yes, we have to go.
The rich got rich again. Whoa!
Yeah, Dub, get that munion.
Can't hide money.
That's right.
Not trying to.
Great, Mikey boy. Hope to see you on the beach with your buns out.
Mrs. Met.
Okay.
Who's a baseball with a ponytail?
Makes sense.
She got the cheeks.
I see y'all when I see y'all.